plastic bucket. One false move was all it would take. There. Then he opened the office door about 6 inches and placed the bucket on top. He used the tongs to replace the top of the flask, then, a crash from his outer hallway, pulled off the PVC gloves, picked up the plant mister, and settled himself behind his desk.
"Crawley," called a guttural voice, Hastur.
"He's through here," hissed another voice. "I can feel the slimy little creep,"
Ligure, Hastur and Ligure. Now, as Crowley would be the first to protest, most demons weren't, deep down, evil. In the great cosmic game, they felt they occupied the same position as tax inspectors, doing an unpopular job, maybe, but essential to the overall operation of the whole thing. If it came to that, some angels weren't paragons of virtue. Crowley had met one or two who, when it came to righteously smiting the ungodly, smote a good deal harder than was strictly necessary. On the whole, everyone had a job to do and just did it. And on the other hand, you got people like Ligure and Hastur, who took such a dark delight in unpleasantness you might have even mistaken them for human. Crowley leaned back in his executive chair. He forced himself to relax and failed appallingly.
"In here, people," he called.
"We want a word with you,"
said Ligure, in a tone of voice intended to imply that word was synonymous with horrifically painful eternity. And the squat demon pushed open the office door. The bucket teetered, then fell neatly on Ligure's head. "Drop a lump of sodium in water. Watch it flame and burn and spin around crazily, flaring and sputtering. This was like that, just nastier." The demon peeled and flared and flickered. Oily brown smoke oozed from it, and it screamed and it screamed and it screamed. Then it crumpled, folded in on itself, and what was left lay glistening on the burnt and blackened circle of carpet, looking like a handful of mashed slugs.
"Hi," said Crowley to Hastur, who had been walking behind Ligure and had unfortunately not been so much as splashed.
There are some things that are unthinkable. There are some depths that not even demons would believe other demons would stoop to.
"Holy water, you bastard," said Hastur. "You complete bastard. He had never done nothing to you."
"Yet," corrected Crowley, who felt a little more comfortable now that the odds were closer to even. Closer, but not yet even, not by a long shot. Hastur was a Duke of Hell. Crowley wasn't even a local councillor.
"Your fate will be whispered by mothers in dark places to frighten their young," said Hastur,
and then felt that the language of Hell wasn't up to the job.
"You're going to get taken to the bloody cleaners, pal," he added.
Crowley raised the green plastic plant mister and sloshed it around threateningly.
"Go away," he said.
He heard the phone downstairs ringing, 4 times, and then the answer phone caught it. He wondered vaguely who it was.
"You don't frighten me," said Hastur.
He watched a drip of water leak from the nozzle and slide slowly down the side of the plastic container towards Crowley's hand.
"Do you know what this is?" asked Crowley.
"This is a Sainsbury's plant mister. Cheapest and most efficient plant mister in the world. It can squirt a fine spray of water into the air. Do I need to tell you what's in it? It can turn you into that." He pointed to the mess on the carpet.
"Now, go away."
Then the drip on the side of the plant mister reached Crowley's curled fingers and stopped.
"You're bluffing," said Hastur.
"Maybe I am," said Crowley, in a tone of voice which he hoped made it quite clear that bluffing was the last thing on his mind. "And maybe I'm not. Do you feel lucky?"
Hastur gestured, and the plastic bulb dissolved like rice paper, spilling water all over Crowley's desk and all over Crowley's suit.
"Yes," said Hastur.
And then he smiled. His teeth were too sharp, and his tongue flickered between them.
"Do you?"
Crowley said nothing. Plan A had worked. Plan B had failed. Everything depended on Plan C, and there was one drawback to this. He'd only ever planned as far as B.
"So," hissed Hastur, "time to go, Crowley."
"I think there's something you ought to know," said Crowley, stalling for time.
"And that is?"
smiled Hastur. Then the phone on Crowley's desk rang. He picked it up and warned Hastur, "Don't move. There's something very important you should know, and I really mean it. Hello?"
"Mm," said Crowley.
Then he said, "Nah, got an old friend here." Aziraphale hung up on him. Crowley wondered what he had wanted. And suddenly Plan C was there in his head. He didn't replace the handset on the receiver. Instead, he said, "Okay, Hastur, you've passed the test. You're ready to start playing."